Here are some numbers to put a fine point on frustration with Washington. Nearly 9 out of 10 Americans, 86%, say they are frustrated or angry with the federal government. That's according to the latest poll by the Pew Research Center. The poll also found that President Obama's job approval rating has dropped to 43%, with 49% disapproving. Andrew Kohut is president of the Pew Research Center. Andy, welcome back.
Happy to be with you.
Let's talk first about this disaffection that you're measuring, Andy. You're asking people whether they're angry, frustrated, or basically content with the federal government. And you're seeing a really startling rise among those who say they are angry. It's doubled since March.
Yeah, it's not surprising that people are discontented given the economy and all the problems we've had here in Washington. But the numbers are extraordinary. 79% saying they're dissatisfied with the way things are going. 86% say either angry or frustrated. And the number of people who say they trust the government to get it right is at one of the record low levels of the past 40 years. And we even find Americans not only more displeased with government, but fewer rate business corporations and labor unions positively than they did at the beginning of the year.
So that's the climate heading into the 2012 election. Let's talk about the president's job approval rating that you found in this poll.
Well, for the first time, we have more people saying they disapprove, 49%, than they saying they approve, 43%. And that's a significant decline for Obama. Not as low as some of the other polls have him, but certainly on our course, not a good measure. And we continue to see the percentage of people saying they strongly disapprove of President Obama, 38%, outweighing the percentage who say they strongly approve, which is a measure, again, of the intensity gap, how his critics are so much more fired up than the people who back Obama. And that has real political implications for turnout and other things in 2012.
Yeah. Andy, how do those numbers for the president stack up with what people were telling you about how they view Congress, congressional leaders?
Well, the Republicans have really taken a hit. Only 22% of the people that we polled say they approve of the Republican congressional leaders, somewhat more, 29% approve of the Democrats. And more generally, the Republican Party comes away from the debt ceiling debate with not as good as an image as it has had.
It's interesting if you look at that Republican decline, too, because there's an especially sharp drop-off among Republicans who agree with the Tea Party. They're very disenchanted with their own party.
That's exactly right. At the outset of the Tea Party movement, there was a plurality saying they have a favorable view of the Tea Party. Today, our poll finds, by a 43% to 36% margin, an unfavorable view of the Tea Party. The Tea Party is not as well regarded as it was when it got going and even at the beginning of the year.
You asked some questions, Andy, about the Republican presidential field, and let's talk a bit about that, your findings about the candidates and how they stack up against President Obama.
Well, when we ask what pollsters call the generic question, would you vote for President Obama or would you vote for a Republican candidate not named, it's pretty even. We get 43% naming Obama and 40% saying they would go for a Republican candidate. Now, back in May, President Obama had an 11 percentage point advantage over the Republicans, so he's not doing so well, reflecting the decline in his approval ratings. But, you know, we should take into account in looking at President Obama some things. Even at a 43% approval rating, which is not good, is one of his lowest ratings in our survey, that's from a public, 93% of which say the economy is not in good shape. It's from a public that distrusts government. And he's doing relatively well compared to the GOP leaders. So Obama's numbers are should be worrisome for the Democrats and for the White House, but they could be worse given the environment which I'm describing with respect to how Americans see the country.
Okay, Andy, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's Andrew Kohut, president of the Pew Research Center.